Hello everyone, I am Janvi from the Mundus Journalism 2022-23 cohort. You are listening to Rethink Impact, the podcast, the audio series of the 9th European Communication Conference. This conference is jointly hosted by ECRIA, or the European Communication Research and Education Association, Aarhus University, and the Danish School of Media and Journalism. So, hi Marinella, could you just introduce yourself?
Oh, thank you for this invitation. I'm very happy to be here to talk with you, with the student, our students. I'm Marinella Belluate. I come from Torino. I teach at the University of Torino. And I teach media studies and European communication studies. And I'm here at this conference to present the last research about local information and equal opportunities.
Perfect. So is this like your first time presenting at a big conference? Please tell us more about your experience and how are you finding the first day?
No, it's not my first conference. I have a lot of experience about national and international conference because my age is not so. I'm not so young, and I'm here in Aarhus for the first time because I never visit Denmark, and the ECRIA is not my first international conferences, but because I usually present my works, my research at the national international conferences.
Perfect. So I think you're the speaker of Gender Equality and Proximity, the Value of Local Information.
Yes.
So could you talk about your paper a little bit and what are you going to present tomorrow?
My interest is in journalism and the way of journalism are able to implement consciousness and civic society, and how journalism are able to build a public sphere, a consciousness public sphere, and I start to study this field with 4 years ago with a research about gender violence and local information representation. But in the past, I study, for example, European integration from a local information perspective, because I'm convinced that local information are a resource in the building public sphere, public opinion, because it's more proximate to the people, and also if is a kind of journalism in the era of social media, this kind of journalism appears less important, in my opinion, from the point of view of community, of the making sense of community, local information remain a crucial point to verify and to study as the community reframe, know and present their idea of society, in this case of gender equality. Gender equality, but no, also
right.
Gender opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So, like, some communication research projects employ a framework, right, and a series to be like of a theoretical concepts that can be a bit difficult for the people who are not from the academic background to understand. So, what kind of metaphor would you describe your research project as?
A metaphor? In the platform society, in a social media era, local information is the link with society, community, and the world. Is I use the it's not my definition of local. is a concept used at the beginning of the second century, millennial, to define that the experience, also if the experience are global, is at the local stage that they take substance and construct the frame for the people. No, for me, local is crucial.
It is. So it must have taken blood, sweat, and tears to finish this research project, I'm very sure. So can we just go a little bit back to where it started? Can you still remember the first time that you thought of the big idea, how it was for your project from the starting till the end? Tell us more about it, like when you had the big bulb moment, or who was with you during the time when you started about this project?
But this project is a civil engagement for me, because I try also to endip the gender equality opportunities, and I used a literature, a concept, a theoretical framework, starting from the rule of local journalism in the making public sphere. I start in 15 years ago. I said with studying of European integration from local journalism perspective. And then I used a main theoretical concept in this conference. There are a lot of people that study local journalism as opportunities to reframe social discourses, and adopt this glance to study gender opportunity, because in my idea, the gender question and the equal opportunity question are a global problem, but they take sense in the community in which the life is real, no? And for me, from 15 years that I try to apply this point of view in my studies.
Right. So you're from the University of Turin, Cultures, Political and Society in Italy.
Yes.
And recently I did a project about Italian elections. So I think I'll be just glad if I get to know a bit of your opinion of the forming party or anything which you'd like to comment.
Oh, is another my top interest topic, communication politics. I study from 30 year communication politics, and at all level, local, national, and supranational level. My opinion about Italian situation is not good, because in Italy communication politics has not produced a good result for Italian people. For me, the situation is not good, because you all know that the recent election, Rhine Party won the election, and now the situation is more instable. But I think that from a communication strategy, I can't admit that the right communication of the right of the leader Giorgia Meloni was very efficient. And but it is also strange that the first woman had the main role of government for the first time was a right politician woman, and it's very interesting, and this posed me some question about the role, the way with Italian politics about respect on gender opportunities move and are able to build another kind of power and narrative power.
Thank you so much for sharing your opinion about that, because you're from the politics background. I was so intrigued to know if you have an opinion about that. So this year's theme for ECRIA, Rethink Impact, researchers are challenged to produce projects that are not just about bridge the gap in the academic literature, but also produce a sustained, lasting impact. Your project on the topic, tell us in short detail, in what ways does it rethink the impact of communications and journalism in the society?
Yes, I think that journalism system in general is a very system in crisis, because is changed very quick, and the structure of and the structural shape of journalism in Italian, but also are remain in the last century. And I think that journalism is I think is a main resource for the mediation between society and power. And I hope that there will be a change of peace, because in this way journalism are losing your power to be a point between a mediator between society and institution in general. But it is a sector in crisis, I said, and where the change is very, very low. And this is not a good thing for the general challenge.
Yeah. So before we end our discussion, there will surely be listeners out there who'd like to know more about your work. So where can they find your work?
The most beautiful work, because I don't imagine another kind of work for me. For me, it was at the first time it was my suggestion, and after 30 years, I think is the same for me, is the beautiful, wonderful.
Yeah, can you just name the website where we can find your work?
Yes, I have an institutional profile from a university. But I have also a site of my last project, Communicating Europe, CoEur, in which I put the result of my Gemone module. But I don't have a single site, a single.
Thank you so much for joining us in the Rethink Impact, the podcast.